Welcome to the Best of Seven. I'm Kyle Koster from The Big Lead. Usually I am joined by my co-host Liam McCune, but he took the day off to go celebrate the Boston Red Sox making the ALCS. He's probably on a duck boat someplace, but he has dutifully sent me an email with his picks and his reasonings. I will be playing both roles today. What we're going to do for you here is go through the seven best NFL picks for week six. Let's get right into it. We were even Steven in week five, and that keeps us even Steven for the year. So right now, we are not losing you a lot of money. We're not making you a lot of money. We've had some ups. We've had some downs. We love the board. Let's get right into it. The seventh best NFL pick of week six is Tampa Bay Buccaneers -7 over the Eagles. Now look, on one side you have Tom Brady, on the other side you have Jalen Hurts. Yes, Hurts looked pretty decent. Yes, the Eagles have notched a few surprise wins this year, but the Bucs responded from what I thought was kind of a lackluster offensive performance in New England by going out there and taking care of business against a Miami Dolphins team that was, you know, shorthanded and obviously like a long shot to win. I see that happening for a second straight week. I think that the train keeps going on the tracks for Tampa Bay. Their defense looks a little bit better too. And how much can you really trust Hurts and that offense to get out there and put points up, especially if this one comes a track meet? Liam has picked this one 31-17, Tampa Bay's favor. We love it. That should be no sweat. Moving on to number six, the Chiefs. They go play the football team. You get the Chiefs for less than a touchdown at -6.5. Now, huge wake-up call on Sunday night. Very, very concerning as the Buffalo Bills look like the cream of the crop in the AFC. That Chiefs offense scored 20 points. That's not really the problem. Yes, Tyreek Hill has been real hit and miss. And when he's not taking the top off, when that deep stuff's not there, it looks like a totally different attack. The real problem for Kansas City, nobody has given up at least 29 points in the first five games of the season until this year. That's a real problem. Now, they get a chance to go right the ship playing against Taylor Heinicke. Don't really trust him. Yes, he can be fun. Yes, he's a bit of a gunslinger. But any proposition where you're getting the Chiefs at less than a touchdown is just kind of a no-brainer. Now, for our number five pick of the week, we are going to say Denver Broncos -3.5 over the Las Vegas Raiders. What do we need to say about this one? Very little. John Gruden. This situation happened so fast. It's already so out of control. They are trying to figure out how to play a football game this weekend with this massive scandal hanging over their head. They'll be playing it against a team that has a very stout defense. They're playing against a team that has a really competent quarterback in Teddy Bridgewater. They're playing it against a team that is their rival and wants nothing more to jump on a team that is going to be otherwise focused on different things during this week. Now, weird things happen in the NFL, but this just seems like if you're going to get it at that price, if you're in for three, you should be in for 3.5 because there's a really good chance that this one gets lopsided and gets ugly. Number four this week, we have the Patriots. 4 free points over the Cowboys. Now, we're calling this one the Guess the Lines Bowl around my condo. We're going to see if that catches on. Probably not. Bill Belichick gets another chance to win a marquee game at home and change the narrative. Now, Dak Prescott has looked every bit the player the Cowboys need him to be, and that defense has been doing enough in the turnover department to win. But there's something about this game that makes me think that the Pats are going to dial up a vintage performance and come up with a season-saving and season-defining victory. Mac Jones has proven that there's going to be growing pains. He's not a plug-and-play. He has nowhere close to even being Tom Brady light. But you give him a chance, get ahead of the sticks, you keep him on schedule, he can make plays. I think that the Cowboys still have yet to prove it to me that they can consistently go on the road and win big football games. Now, maybe that's wrong, but you're giving me 4 points. You're giving me Belichick. You're giving me a chance where all eyes are going to be on and everybody's going to be rising to the occasion. We're going to take that one. Number three, the Titans getting 5.5 at home against the Bills. Now, the Bills, best team in the NFL, probably maybe, definitely. That was a movie, right? They are scoring the most points per game. They are allowing the fewest points per game. Now, if you're not a football expert, that's a good combination. Titans have been extremely disappointing this year, but all those 3 points, a Monday night game, the Bills coming off an emotional road victory, having to do it again, I don't know. Something tells me that this is going to be a 60-minute football game. We know that Mike Vrabel loves to play those, and we're going to go ahead and take those 3 points. Hope that the Bills play like they did in week one, although that's becoming a really distant memory, so I'm not so sure we can bank on that. But we're going to ride on Monday Night Football with the 3 points. Derrick Henry is always capable of going out for 200 yards plus. It would be fantastic to see. Titans kind of need this game, and if they do win, they'll be 4-2. They'll have the same record as the Bills and sneaky catching up on everybody, especially with Kansas City looking like they may drop up to 5 games this season. Our number two pick for best NFL bet of the weekend goes to Packers -4.5 over the Bears. Now, the Bears looked really good against the Raiders team. Maybe the Raiders team knew what was coming. I'm not ruling that out. We know that they got the information on Friday. They could see the handwriting on the wall. Anyway, not a great effort from the Raiders. Justin Fields has looked good, not great. Aaron Rodgers owns the Bears. This is, in my opinion, the best rivalry in the NFL. Rodgers has traditionally played his best football against the Bears, much to the Bears' chagrin, highlighting their inability to find a franchise quarterback for like the last 40 years, hammering that home. The Packers, after that disastrous week one, you know what? No need to worry. 4 straight wins. Last week, things got a little bit wonky against the Bengals in a missed field goal fest, but Mason Crosby made the one that mattered. You look at the Packers' schedules right now, and if we're counting this road win against the Bears, there's a really good chance for them to assert themselves as the cream of the NFL crop, because after this, they get one at the football team. Then road games at Arizona and at Kansas City. We're going to have a really good idea what this team is in a few weeks. And I think that they're going to enter those big marquee games riding high off the momentum of a rivalry win. And our number one pick this week, best pick on the board, is Panthers -1.5 over the Vikings. Look, this one is going to be a slugfest. The Panthers defense has allowed the second fewest points and the second fewest yards per game. Kirk Cousins, we know that he can be turnover prone. He's done a pretty good job in that department this year, but still underutilizing all those playmakers he has at the skill positions. Last week, Minnesota needs a miracle to beat Detroit at home. Never a good sign. They have to go on the road. Sam Darnold, the hype train, it has wobbled a little bit, but I expect him to use his legs. I expect him to use his guile. I think this is essentially a pick 'em. I'm not worried about the 1.5. I think that the Panthers are going to go out there and put a dominant defensive performance up. And if I were you, this is where I would focus my most money of the week. All right, that's been Best of Seven, the top 7 NFL picks for week 6. I'm Kyle Koster. Liam McCune is usually here. He's not. Tune in next week as we try to make you a little extra money.